Open Line Wednesday. Thank you for listening and supporting your local Catholic radio station. Please remember to tell everyone you know about how your life has been impacted by this station. We are all called to share the good news, and you are part of that effort when you invite someone else to listen and become inspired and formed in our Catholic faith. Your financial support is also vital in this work, so please stay tuned and join in this effort.
Thanks, Father Mitch. Please give us a call right now at 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com.
Heavenly Father, today I pray for our suffering nation, that you would raise up godly leaders with hearts and minds open to your truth. I pray for our government leaders, our military, and our first responders. I beg that in your mercy you would replace division with unity, hatred with love, evil with purity, chaos with peace. Most of all, I pray that the knowledge of your goodness and sovereignty will spread across this nation, setting hearts afire. But I also humbly recognize that I play an important part of that process in the way I treat every person you send my way. Therefore, Lord, open my eyes and heart, and let me not be blinded by my own understanding. When I am tempted to take an us-against-them viewpoint, help me rather to see each person as a precious son or daughter of God. And then, Lord, give me the grace to love that person as you do. You have created me for such a time as this, Lord, and I am ready to do your will. Amen.
It's a good day to be alive.
It is a great day to be alive. We are starting spring with some warm weather and the spring spirit drive here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I'm Bill Messerly, and I'm in the studio with Dave Orsborne.
Yeah!
We're on day three. This is a big, big, important day for us. We need you to step forward. Don't wait for somebody else to make a gift. Call us right now, 614-459-4820.
We've had a great, great morning. So thank you to everyone that's participated. We are so grateful for everything that you've done for St. Gabriel for the last 16 years. We're asking you now to step forward again and keep us going strong. We can't do it without your support, especially without the sustaining members. And that's who we're inviting this half hour to make gifts of $20 or more per month by calling 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com. Anyone who participates in the Spring Spirit Drive through noon tomorrow will be eligible for a drawing of four VIP tickets to the Rescue Project coming up on June 18th and 19th with Father John Ricardo. Mm. All you have to do is call or send an email and you're in.
And speaking of being on the in crowd, Kayla Stuckey from Young Catholic Professionals, the new president of Young Catholic Professionals. Welcome.
Madam President.
Hello.
I hope that you're super nervous. How about that? Are you nervous?
I'm not nervous.
You've done a great job. I was visiting with the Young Catholic Professionals in the fall. Everybody has such an enthusiasm for the faith. How do you think all of those great souls came together in one place? Was it just a matter of inviting them?
Yeah, I think definitely a matter of inviting. So, you know, a few years ago when we launched, our original team did such a great job of promoting it throughout the diocese. And really, you know, I got the invite and I went, and that's how I became familiar with it and then kind of joined the team in that. So I think, you know, we've been growing lately, kind of since COVID, kind of coming back and inviting people. And it is a matter of just reaching out at whether at church or just to our friends and just inviting people. And I think that's kind of just the way the Spirit has been working in our community. It's been amazing to see.
Did you become a part of it back in 2018, or when did you join?
Spring of 2019. So I wasn't around for the launch. I came, we had Leah Darrow come and speak. And so that was the first event I went to. It was a very large event. And that was my first event. So sometime in the spring of 2019.
Now, are you also active in St. Christopher's group, or are you also in more of a parish-oriented young adult group?
Yeah, so I go to St. Brendan, so I'm a part of the St. Brendan Young Adult Group, which is, I first started coming into my back into my faith and went to Mass, and the leader there just kind of plugged it, and I went and checked it out, and I was, just starting to go to Mass regularly. So going there, going to St. Brendan, and then in conjunction, the people there brought me to YCP of the two, really just kind of helped to bring me back in my faith to find a community of people just to support with as I was walking through that journey. So St. Brendan Young Adult Group's amazing, and we really just have amazing young adult groups throughout the entire diocese.
St. Brendan's has such a great leadership team. Their young adult ministry, their youth ministry, their education and catechesis. Father Bob's doing a great job there, and you also have Father Frank Brown, right?
Yes, and I love both Father Bob and Father Brown, and the parish is just really alive. There's just so much going on at St. Brendan, and like you said, great leadership. There's just the people in there are on fire for their faith, and I'm just blessed to be a part of that community.
Now, where are you from originally?
I am from Tipp City, Ohio, near the Dayton area.
Okay. So
I came to Columbus. I went to Ohio State and just stayed here ever since.
Good. When did you first learn about St. Gabriel?
I think it was when I was kind of coming back. There was a period I didn't go to church or to Mass for a long time, and as I was coming back, started getting more into it, and I started seeing, St. Gabriel signs, like in the church or on bumper stickers, and then really, I think in 2019, I started tuning in during Lent that year into the Mass that was aired. I was like, oh, they're airing Mass, like I'll listen in over my lunch, and kind of like that's how I started. So I only was doing that, occasionally, and then just started listening more.
There's a myth, and I've been busting this myth as much as I can this week, that young adults won't listen to St. Gabriel, that they have no interest in Catholic radio. Obviously, that's not the case.
Yeah, I think that's definitely not the case. I think that there's definitely, I think a lot of us really need it. I think, there's this piece of formation, and I think as a lot of young adults come out of kind of explore their faith for the first time on their own, maybe coming out of college or that, where they're not really living with parents or with roommates, things anymore, and kind of exploring their faith, there's an opportunity for formation of, we don't know what we need to know about the faith, or there's so much that it's just large, and you can tune in and hear anything at any moment and learn something new that I wouldn't have even known to look up to learn that I needed to know. So I think there's this huge opportunity for that, and definitely, just tuning into the radio or even just the app. I think the app's really popular with young adults, just to be able to, tune in and listen on our phones.
So if you want to be happening and support our youth, give a contribution at 614-459-4820. And Kayla Stuckey from Young Catholic Professionals, any challenge that you can give our listeners to pick up the phone?
Yeah, I'll just say that St. Gabriel's been a huge part of YCP since launch, and really just encourages young adult evangelization in the diocese. So I challenge all of our young adults listening, as well as others, to support St. Gabriel. I think it's just an incredible radio and has an incredible mission.
And Kayla, you've been involved with YCP for a while, but if you have a young adult that might be interested in joining the Young Catholic Professionals, what is the age range in general, and how would they contact you?
Yeah, we're pretty much 20s and 30s after college. So, we have a lot of people going through grad school as well. So pretty much 21 through their 30s. And you can find ycpcolumbus.org. We have all of our events on there. There's a little form. You just put first, last name, and email, and you can get emailed all of our events, as well as we're on Facebook and on Instagram. But we have a really thriving community. We've had 90 young adults recently at our wine tasting, 90 at our Lenten retreat, and 75 to 80 at our monthly speakers. So it's a great place to meet people, a great place to come have fun, and please check us out.
Thank you, Kayla. I'd like to recognize Derek with Henry Street Garage and Machine Shop as a new business member.
What was that again? Henry?
Henry Street Garage and Machine Shop in Ostrander.
Nice.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! We'll say it again so you're getting some extra messages here, yes. Derek. Henry Street Garage and Machine Shop. So thank you so much for calling this half hour, and thank you for being a business member. Also like to recognize Lisa from St. Peter's. She loves Catholic Answers as well as our morning shows, and she's making her increase of her sustaining membership in honor of Father Tuttle and Father Hartshee and all the deacons there at St. Peter's. So,
and I have another
thank you, Lisa.
Thank you for another priest, for Father Ted Sill, Pat from St. Matthew. They love the variety of programs, especially Decision Point with Matthew Kelly. And Kayla, I'm guessing that if you've listened in the morning, you also enjoy Matthew Kelly.
I do enjoy Matthew Kelly. In fact, he talked to our parish when I was a kid, and that's kind of ever, you know, sat with me, and I just always love hearing him talk.
There's something about an accent when you teach the faith, isn't there?
Yes, definitely.
I don't know what that is, but if we could find another Matthew Kelly, in addition to his program locally, I think that they would have a leg up on anybody else if they have that beautiful Australian accent. And I know that one of my favorite Matthew Kelly segments in the morning, and we replay a series of about 100 of those, is when he talks about his brother, and his brother stole some of his turf in the sandbox, and
right.
And then they fought, and then he stole all of his candy. So the moral of the story is, at one point his mother says, "What are you doing?" And, of course, that's something that we can all hear in our voice right now. Sometimes we just need to be told by a friend, "What are you doing?" Just to kind of bring us back to reality. Do you have any favorites for Matthew Kelly?
I don't have a particular favorite. I just, I've read a few of his books, and just kind of everything he puts out, such a wide variety. I guess I don't have a particular favorite.
Okay.
Good. With YCP, and then also the group, Kayla, at St. Brendan's, I would say that spiritual friendships are at the core of both groups. As it's so critical, especially at every age, but especially for those that are making the transition from college life into the professional world. How do you guys approach friendships and cultivating this community of friends?
Yeah, I think we really just try to have fun. I mean, it's one of the big things is we invite people in and have fun with them, because, and then as you just meet them where they're at, I think it's really important, you know, as we're evangelizing and as we're bringing people in, to just realize that, you know, we're not this very stuffy group. We can just talk and have fun, but then we're also meeting you where you're at. If you're not very deep in your faith in that, we're just going to be friends with you. We're just going to hang out. And then eventually some of the conversations start coming over time to get, you know, deeper in faith in that. But I think first is just being very approachable and just meeting wherever they are.
Mm. Yeah. And having been at one of your events, it was a lively, joy-filled event. I know I was by far the oldest person that had been there in a while, but I even was made feel welcome. So if I was made to feel welcome, believe me, if you're as cool as Kayla and the rest of the young Catholic professionals, you're going to fit right in.
Did they offer you a chair?
Yeah, an easy chair. That's right. So
rocking chair.
If you're not of the young Catholic professional age, we challenge you to support Catholic Radio. And if you are of the young Catholic professional age, we want you to step forward, especially with your support, 614-459-4820, or online at stgabrielradio.com.
Hey, Kayla, we have a clip from Father John Ricardo, and in this he talks about Jesus' ordinary way of healing. I think this is right in line with our conversation.
So this is Mark chapter 1. It's chapter 2, and it's starting in verse 14. He was traveling along and saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at his desk in the customs house. And he says to him, "Follow me." So he got up and followed him. So he's reclining at table in his house. Now, many tax collectors and many public sinners used to recline at table with Jesus and his disciples. They were many in number, and they were among his followers. So some scribes who belong to the party of the Pharisees, when they see that he is eating with public sinners and tax collectors, had a word with his disciples about it. Why does he eat with tax collectors and public sinners? So Jesus overhears this and says to them, "It's not the strong who need a physician, but the infirm. I have not come to call righteous men, but sinners." When Jesus says, "It's not the strong who need a physician," Jesus likens himself to a physician whose method of healing is spending time with people. This is remarkable. His method of healing is spending time with people. He has accomplished many healings instantaneously and miraculously. These healings, as we have seen, also stand for spiritual healings. But now he is apparently saying that his ordinary means for spiritual healing is befriending people and conversing with them. What's the wound? The wound, right, for almost all of us is I'm rejected, I'm not loved, I don't measure up, I'm not good enough, I'm not part of, I'm apart from.
Totally.
And the Lord, here in the middle of men and women who are considered outcasts, beyond repair, damaged beyond all salvation, he's right there in the midst of them, enjoying their company. And as I think Frank Sheed said in one of his books, these are people who are enjoying his company, and these are people who are very easily bored.
Keep in mind in that scene, too, you have the Pharisees at the window looking in just like devastated, like, what are you doing
right
with these people?
So the Lord's ordinary way of healing, certainly he does extraordinary things, like he says to the leper, be healed, and boom, he's healed. He raises Lazarus from the dead. But his ordinary way of bringing healing into people's lives is something that you and I can be an extension of on a daily basis by imitating what the master does. And what the master does is he just sits at table with people.
And what Jesus does, what I love about everything you just said, it's human. We're made to be able to do this. So I love this passage. There's so much to unpack here. Jesus says, you know, they need healing. They're sick. They need a physician. Jesus is making a house call. The people that are sitting around that table otherwise would not have access
right to
Jesus' healing power. And if we don't invite people into our home, and not the usual suspects,
right, people
are going to hear about Jesus and his healing power and the good news of Jesus Christ if we invite them. The second thing that I'm thinking about in just that human, that human texture that this passage is, what you and I have is time. We have a lot of time. What we do with that, sometimes we don't make good use of our time, but a beautiful writer once said that time is the currency of friendship. And you talk about it all the time, you know, wasting time with friends, like the good folks you were with a couple nights ago. Wasting time with friends.
To be clear, right? I mean, we're not the divine physician. We're also in need of healing. But the Lord wants to heal through us. And one of the ways that we can do that, mindful that we're always in need of healing ourselves, is to invite people over, right?
And so, and we're healed, though, when we help heal others.
Wow, what a powerful message from Father John Ricardo. You'll be here in June 18th and 19th for the Rescue Project. You can sign up for the Rescue Project. It's a two-day immersive time to hear the best of his teaching over the last 25 years rolled into one weekend. It's only $30, so you can sign up at stgabrielradio.com. But the work ahead of us today and the work ahead of us these next few minutes is to have you pick up the phone and call St. Gabriel Radio and make a contribution. We are listener-supported. We count on you. We rely on you in order to bring you great Catholic teaching. So give us a call, 614-459-4820, or go to stgabrielradio.com. We're on the phone with Kayla Stuckey from the Young Catholic Professionals, and I'm guessing, Kayla, this is a seismic conversation on friendship and inviting.
Yes, absolutely. Such a wonderful talk there. But it is just that inviting and just sitting and just being with people, no matter where they're at. You know, they talk about, you know, we're all sinners, I think, and we're all the people that Jesus invites in. He doesn't call just the righteous. And we're all, you know, as we invite people, we just got to sit with them where they are and meet them wherever they're at and slowly just be with them on that journey and that how that's healing. I just loved how that said, like, healing is just in spending time with people. and conversing and befriending them. And I know for me, that was very true on my journey. And as I got to talk to people more and become more friends with them, realize a lot of us have similar journeys. And a lot of us go through different, you know, hardships and sin and different things. And you know, we're not all righteous. You know, we all get there together, and it heals us as we sit with other people as well.
And as I recall, Kayla, the first time that we met, you shared a story of sharing those friendships across generations, and you have some intergenerational friends, right, at St. Brendan's?
I do, yes. My first Bible study leader, Glenna, she's just amazing, and it's just amazing to connect with people of all ages through the faith. You know, there's so much to learn from everyone, and I've learned a lot from, you know, our early 20-year-olds and then people my age in our 30s and then all the way up to 40s, 50s, 60s plus, you know, through Bible studies and relationships there. And it's, you know, they helped me a long way on my journey.
And sometimes I think we fall into a habit anyway of over-programming, right, time together, you know, so for this next hour, we're going to go through this program or these activities. And I think we do that at the sacrifice of just spending time together, as I think Father referred to it as wasting time together. And I like the way that that you guys program, you know, activities for YCP. There are speakers and things also, but there's an awful lot of time for just hanging out.
Yeah, we try and balance that every event. I think the first 45 minutes of our hour and a half, 2 hours together are networking and just talking and getting to hang out and have fun and just have that social period, because it is such a large piece of it. And sometimes the conversations there are what you leave with that really stick with you. And, you know, a lot in support with their speakers or all of the other additional programming. But like you said, just having that time to connect with someone is just incredible.
We're talking about the ordinary way of healing, Mark 14, and that message was delivered by Father John Ricardo. And Kayla, I think a lot has been made about young Catholics or young people in general not feeling loved and good enough. And those are the same words that Father Ricardo talked about as needing healed. Is that overstated, or do you find that that we are struggling with that identity, that sense of identity in God?
I think that's definitely true. I think as, you know, young adults for sure, as we're kind of trying to figure out who they are through their 20s and 30s and, you know, breaking away from their parents or from past relationships or all these different things, we all bring, you know, something with us that they're struggling to feel enough. And, you know, we had someone give a testimony about that last weekend or 2 weeks ago at our retreat, and I think it's definitely a sentiment, and I think especially with social media and everything that tells us you're not enough, and it's so focused on us promoting ourselves instead of just receiving and being with people, that it becomes this feeling of like watching what everyone else is doing and trying to put ourselves in that light instead of just knowing we're loved by the Lord and just opening our hearts to everything that who he has made us to be.
You're listening to Kayla Stuckey, the president of Young Catholic Professionals. She's a parishioner at St. Brendan the Navigator, and we're talking a little bit about the regular way of healing as Jesus prescribes it in Mark 14, that we need to recline at table with each other and to invite people that maybe aren't the same people all the time. How do the Young Catholic Professional groups reach out to new people?
Yeah, that's a great question. And something that we're working on all the time. So, you know, we try and get in all the parish bulletins and reach out to the young adult groups there. But additionally, just reaching out to people at Mass, you know, seeing someone we don't know and asking them to come, extending that invitation and allowing them to kind of sit with that and decide. But additionally, just through, you know, all of us have jobs and asking people that maybe we work with, that maybe we see elsewhere. I think our happy hours, we do a quarterly happy hour, are really a place to like invite people, friends, maybe outside of the Catholic faith or on the edge that aren't really very active to come join and just, oh, come have, you know, a drink and play trivia with us. And I think that just opens up doors that maybe people wouldn't approach in another way.
I just received a really good question. Is the YCP open to both couples, married couples, or as well as singles?
Absolutely, yes. We want everybody to come, 20s and 30s. It's not a singles group. You know, and we offer just a community for people of our age, no matter what walk of life, no matter their vocation, no matter where they are at, they are welcome to come. We would love to have them and, you know, give them, you know, community to build, as well as, you know, maybe a professional side in their careers. I think as we're all lay people living that out and spend a lot of time at work as well, being able to live our faith there. So definitely singles, married, wherever you're at, please come.
This is the Spring Spirit Drive on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We're speaking with Kayla Stuckey from Young Catholic Professionals. Give us a call at 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. We're looking for sustaining memberships. These are gifts in the amount of $20 or more per month, or gifts in any amount are very helpful. You guys are the foundation, the bedrock, the wind beneath our wings to lift us, St. Gabriel Radio. We need you. We've relied on your support now for 16 years. So please take this opportunity to keep us going strong. Again, the number is 614-459-4820.
And Kayla, I know at your events and your gatherings, you do have a lot of ways to interact and get to know each other and sit at table with each other, but there's also depth there too. This is not just an event that's supposed to be playing all the time. You also feed them spiritually. How do you do that?
Yeah, I think, you know, so one of the things we do is we do an Advent and Lenten retreat, and we just had our Lenten retreat, which really allows us to grow just so much deeper in the faith. It was an incredible day of young adult testimonies, and Father Adam is our chaplain, and he came and talked to us, and we had adoration and mass, confession, just a great day to go fully deeper together. But even at our events, all of our speakers are Catholic, and they talk both about maybe their faith journey or faith at work and all these different topics. And so I think that, you know, we have the socialization community piece, but then we have this piece that allows people to maybe take something in and think about it as they're moving about within their, you know, the next week or the next month, to really like hear that speaker and have that resonate with them.
I'd like to thank Brian from Our Lady of Lourdes in Marysville. Brian's a new sustaining member. St. Gabriel deepens his faith and learning, and he's amazed by how much he has learned about the faith in the last 3 years by listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. His gift is in honor of his grandparents.
Hmm. And Kayla, I know we're wrapping up. I also wanted to thank Mark. Mark is calling from, it looks like, Providence, Ohio. I'm not sure where that's at, but he says, AM 820 helps me and others continue to learn and develop our faith. Loves St. Gabriel Radio. And I know that you love St. Gabriel Radio. Kayla, any last-minute challenges?
Yeah, I'm just going to challenge all the young adults on. And all the people from St. Brendan, very vibrant parish, I challenge you to give a donation. St. Gabriel does so much. I was impressed yesterday. I drove all the way out to Dayton, and then it didn't drop until 2 minutes before I got to my job there. So just such an incredible reach, and they just do such a great job of evangelization in this community and offering formation for me and all the young adults. So challenging St. Brendan to come on through with some big donations and our young adults.
And you guys have represented very well during our Spirit Drive, so I want to recognize all the YCP folks that have helped us out. And thank you, Kayla, for lining Tara and Katie and Danny and Dennis and JC. I think that's everyone. And everyone just did an outstanding job. So thank you, Kayla, and thanks to all these folks for being a part of our Spirit Drive. We're going to rejoin EWTN's regularly scheduled programming. Right now, it's the Dr. Ray. The doctor is in. Thanks, Kayla.
This is listener supported.